National Cabinet will now meet twice weekly as the federal government looks to rectify the problems associated with the COVID-19 vaccination rollout. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, addressed the priorities of the program when speaking in Perth earlier today.
The critical thing right now is we must be vaccinating those most vulnerable in our community. That means those who are in those 1A and 1B groups, and particularly, I want to stress, those Australians aged over 70. The risk to elderly Australians and vulnerable Australians of COVID is great if there is an outbreak. Now, we will do everything we can to avoid an outbreak.
The Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation last night put forward a plan to the Federal Health Department, which would see the states taking over parts of the vaccine rollout. Joining me now is the Federation's Federal Secretary, Annie Butler. Annie, hello, and thanks for joining me on RN Drive.
That's a pleasure, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me.
So, Annie, the main problems associated with the rollout have been fairly well documented over the last few days: supply issues, changing guidelines, a lack of transparency around the program generally. What have you been putting forward to the Health Department overnight to address some of those issues?
Yeah, so exactly that. We've encountered those problems across the country, and they've been increasing over the last few weeks particularly in residential aged care. And the aged care that's responsibility lies with the federal government, not in the state government aged care. So what we have put forward is the resolution. We've been trying to raise these problems for some time with the government and the Commonwealth, but yesterday we managed to secure a meeting with the Commonwealth, with the people specifically responsible for the vaccine rollout in aged care, who I have to say did welcome our views. And what we proposed was that the responsibility for vaccinating the aged care workforce across the country is handed over to the relevant states and territories, and that the states are funded appropriately to conduct that vaccination for the aged care workforce. We also said that the Commonwealth could support this activity by guaranteeing supply transparently to the states, but also provide some additional measures, such as provide funding for special leave for aged care workers who get the vaccine and experience side effects, because that can be a real barrier for people wanting to take up the vaccine, because that's not universally available to aged care workers across the country.
And why, Annie, do you think states are better placed to roll out vaccines to people who are working in the aged care sector when that's normally an area of federal responsibility?
Well, because principally they just have the infrastructure, they have the capacity, they have the expertise, and they have the workforces already in place. What the federal government has done, which unfortunately is what we see them do way too often with aged care, although claiming that they will have sole responsibility for the vaccine rollout in aged care, they immediately outsource that responsibility to a range of private companies to undertake the actual vaccine process. That has effectively privatised an element of our public health response to the COVID-19 pandemic, which is pretty much unheard of. We've never done that before, and it's not the way we're going to achieve a successful response, and that's just becoming clearer and clearer. So if the responsibilities could be handed to the states with some very clear, definitive health advice from the Commonwealth, what do we do now around the AstraZeneca vaccine with the residential, the residents themselves, what do we do with the aged care workforce for those who are under 50 for the Pfizer vaccine, given the recent health advice? And we just think that the states are in a much better position to manage that program.
And so do you feel that your sector's been left out of planning solutions up to this point?
I think what's happened is that the government, perhaps optimistically, some might say politically, set targets that hadn't been properly thought through in terms of how they would be achieved. The Federation certainly understands the entire world is dealing with this situation. Of course, there are issues of us all competing for the same resources. There are supply issues. There are all those We understand that there are complicating factors. What we have asked for from the beginning, and we don't feel that we've been given until much more recently, is just transparency. We've been saying to the government, if you just tell us the truth, what's actually going on, we can find ways to help you. We're hoping that we might be able to take some really clear steps forward, particularly with the aged care workforce from now. Following our meeting with the Commonwealth late yesterday afternoon, we got to tell them the range of experiences across the country, give our recommendations in the plan. I did later get a follow-up call from the Minister's office just to clarify what our recommendations were.
Are you talking about Minister Colbeck there, Annie?
No, Minister Hunt.
Minister Hunt.
And so I do know that information got passed on, and so we're seeking still a meeting with the minister, and I hope that we'll get some feedback on what the progress will be from here.
So you feel you've been heard in terms of the recommendations you put forward yesterday?
Well, I do feel that it did at least get listened to and it did get passed on. In terms of being heard and turned into actual practice, implementation into practice, it's one of the frustrations we have sometimes with the federal government, particularly related to aged care. They're very good at putting an outline on paper, but they're not so good at actually putting that into practice on the ground. That's why we recommend that the states who are the experts in putting it into practice on the ground be given the responsibility and just take over the rollout.
I just wanted to ask you now, Scott Morrison had signalled earlier today that he's looking at mass vaccination options. That's something that he wants to explore with the states next week. Presumably, nurses would be involved in staffing any mass vaccination hub. Is your federation supportive of this? Do you have ideas about what that might look like?
We haven't dug into this in detail. We do understand that vaccination clinics are working quite well in some countries overseas that are doing very well with their vaccination rollout programs. Yes, it would require nursing staff. It could be successful. We would leave that. What I would want to say is that our branches will definitely be in negotiations with their state health departments around that issue. And if they agree that that would be successful, we'd be keen to see them put in place. Our state branches across the country are having good and regular consultations with their health departments on their rollout. So we would see that would probably just work quite well. What I would like to say, though, is that It's not the sort of magic silver bullet. It's just part of a solution, you know, the solution. That's not going to solve everybody's problem. And also, vaccination clinics, as I said, are working well in the countries overseas where they have significant, you know, problems with the actual disease at the moment. Much, you know, we don't have the disease at the moment. So, of course, they need to be broad, you know, vaccinating across their broad populations. Because we don't have the same level of disease here, we really need to be focusing on, as the Prime Minister himself said today, our most vulnerable areas and our most vulnerable populations. And that includes the aged care workforce. That's why we think that it's so critical that we act swiftly and decisively and get that workforce vaccinated as quickly as possible.
One final thing I wanted to ask you about, Annie, nurse practitioners who are working outside the public health system are not currently covered by the Medicare benefits scheme for the coronavirus vaccines. There's calls, you know, in rural and remote areas where a nurse practitioner might be working in the private sector, that might be the only person who could administer a vaccine in certain areas of the country. Has there been a formal request put to government to have this Medicare issue around the benefits scheme cleared up?
We have done that. We have done that broadly before, but also the nurse practitioners themselves. There's our Australian College of Nurse Practitioners has called on the government, and they called on the government from the beginning to expand the program to include nurse practitioners who could really assist, and as you clearly identify, particularly in rural and remote areas, in the vaccination rollout. They can see, we can all see that GPs have been swamped. Nurse practitioners would just be a perfect complement to increasing the vaccination rollout throughout the general community.
So what needs to happen there, Annie? What do you want to see happen?
So we'd like to see the government to just include nurse practitioners and nurse practitioner-led clinics in the vaccination rollout program in the same way that they've included GPs.
Annie Butler, thank you so much for being here.
That's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Annie Butler is the Federal Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. You're listening to RN Drive.